And the time now, 8:30 on this Monday morning. Welcome to our Community Corner, first one after kind of week off for yours truly. Pat Powers here with you this morning. Well, time to think about the holiday season, and Webster City Chamber of Commerce are going to have some fun times ahead in the next few, I should say, in the next few weeks. With me is Anna Woodward, who is the Chamber Director for Webster City Area Chamber, and Anna, good morning to you.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, get a little closer to that bad boy right there. Let's do it this way here. There we go. Let's try it again.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. So we have something coming up this Saturday, and I learned about this for the first time today from you, and that has been a holiday tradition. Of course, we have Black Friday going on all over the place, Thanksgiving. Then we have this Small Business Saturday event. So
yes, Small Business Saturday started several years ago following Black Friday. It's really evolved to this year. Our retailers are expecting to see traffic both Friday and Saturday, but the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce has worked with our retail committee to spread a shop local message. You might see a wreath decal on the doors or windows of our local participating retailers. We worked in partnership with Kevin Rubish on this design concept and with K-Stein Designs on the printing of the decal. But most of our participating retailers will be open on Saturday from 10 to 3, and those would be extended hours for some of our retailers normally that would close at 1.
All right. So, yeah, the names of the businesses that will be participating in this small business activity there?
Yes. So Interior Spaces, Osweiler's, Gilbert Jewelers, Heart and Home, and Denim and Babes will be open at least 10 to 3, with some of those stores staying open as late as 5. And we are working with, of course, Empower Nutrition, who would be open until their regular scheduled hours at 1.
I think this was the idea of a certain credit card company that a number of years ago that they've implemented these stores all across the country, including what we have here in Webster City, to spend your money locally. And that's what the goal of Small Business Saturday is, I believe.
Yes, that is right. Our dollars go a lot farther when they're circulated locally, so that is always an initiative of the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce, is to encourage our residents to shop local and to check with our local retailers for their holiday shopping lists.
Yes, so that's been going on for a long time here in Webster City. Chamber of Commerce doing a marvelous job in promoting this Small Business Saturday event.
Yep, please come out. The staff are planning at each store are planning to wear their ugly sweaters. So just a nice festive touch just to add to the holiday cheer.
Very good. So you'll see these employees, and there's ugly sweaters coming up Saturday between 10 and 3 o'clock for the Small Business Saturday event at the participating stores you just mentioned a few moments ago.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the following Saturday we have this Christmas in the City. This is the second time, I believe, that the city has done something like this, because I think the one we were supposed to do one in 2020 until you-know-what decided to interrupt things. I think you know what I'm talking about, but it came so strong again last year.
We're really excited for our Christmas in the City celebration sponsored by Carla Webster City this year. We've worked in partnership with several of our nonprofit organizations and also our business partners to develop a schedule of events. So starting all the way at 8:30 in the morning, going to about 10 o'clock at night, we'll have some sort of holiday festivity going on in the Webster City area. And at times, there will be several options to do as well.
Very good. And you have the schedule right in front of you, don't you?
Yes, I do. So we have 3 chances to see Santa. He will be at Hy-Vee in Webster City, the Cat Hut, and then will meet us in the afternoon at Brewer Creek Park Shelter for Snapshots with Santa, sponsored by the Trash Man. Mm-hmm. We also have several opportunities in the afternoon for some family fun activities. Carla Webster City will be sponsoring a movie at the Webster Theater called The Arthur Christmas. This is a free matinee for families. And then Hamilton County Conservation, in partnership with the Webster City Church of Christ, are offering a candy cane hike out at Briggs Woods Park. This is their second annual candy cane hike. It was a very popular event last year, so I believe they're prepared with even more candy canes and more tour guides this year as well.
All right, so that's during the day, but there's some other activities too underway.
Yes, one of our most favorite holiday activities is the Lighted Parade. It's the Carl Webster City Lighted Parade this year. That starts at 5:30, and we are still taking parade entries. So if you're available to be in part of the parade, we would welcome your entry. That can be found online at www.visitwebstercityiowa.com. If you don't register, however, don't feel like you have to miss out. You can still get in line the day of the parade. And following the parade, we will have the lighting of the tree by American Sanitation.
Very good. As last year, we had such a beautiful night for the parade last year.
It was a really beautiful, mild night. And we have some special perks as well. This year, the American Legion will have their chili supper.
Mm-hmm.
Chili and cinnamon rolls, I'm sorry.
That only hit the spot.
Yeah, I think that's like a Midwest tradition.
It sure is.
3:30 to 6, and then the Rotary Club will also be offering hot cider during the parade as well. So,
and where will the Rotarians be serving that?
They will be next to the Chamber of Commerce office.
Okay, downtown, right around near Avila Bank Plaza.
Yes, right by where we will be doing the tree lighting.
Doing the tree lighting. So yes. That's nice. On behalf of the dedicated men and women of the Rotary Club serving up hot chocolate and stuff.
They'll have hot cider.
Hot cider. Okay. Yes. Hot cider. Yep. There we go. All right. So that's all coming up during that evening. And then we also have other evening activities, I believe.
Yep. We'll have the Webster City Community Chorus Concert at Trinity Lutheran Church. This will be the first of the community chorus concert with another concert happening on Sunday, the day following. So you have two chances to see that. And then there will also be lighted Christmas displays out at the fairgrounds if you'd like to drive around and see the Christmas lights.
I believe they're doing that on kind of a weekly basis there at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds, from what I've heard anyway. They're doing some this month, the next few Saturdays after this one on December 3rd, but they're doing one again on December 10th and 17th from what I believe.
Yeah, it's always fun to drive around with the kids and look at the Christmas lights, I believe. And that's really not the only activities we have going on. I just want to mention the Jane Young House will have their Festival of Trees. They've decorated over 20 trees. And this will be a free will donation. So all the proceeds of this will go to help support the maintenance of the historic home.
And that's the same day, right?
Yes, and that is 10 to 3.
Okay. Festival of Trees at the Jane Young House from... Yep. 10 until 3.
And then the Webster City Community Theater will have a snippet performance of One Christmas Eve at Evergreen Mall at the Mulberry Center Church in Wilson Brewer Park. So just so everyone's clear, there will be activities going on at the Brewer Creek Park next to Hospital Hill, but there will also be a performance at the Mulberry Center Church at 3 p.m. in Wilson Brewer Park.
All right, so that's just want to make that clear. That's at the, I'm sure, nice and warm Mulberry Center Church there, since it is closed for the season, actually, but open for this one time only coming up on December 3rd.
Yep, and there'll be carolers from our community schools following the snippet performance.
Oh, cool. So that's coming up on December 3rd. Did we leave anything else out for that? I think we got everything all taken care of for the schedule for Christmas in the city. We hope it's a nice day for that.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It was a very nice day last year, so let's hope for a repeat of weather.
For that big day coming up a week from the Saturday. So again, we have Small Business Saturday coming up this Saturday, the 26th, in stores in Webster City, about 5-6 stores from 10 until 3. And then we have the Christmas in the City, starts at 8:30 in the morning, runs until about 10 o'clock at night, a full 13 and a half hours of Christmas fun in Webster City on December 3rd.
Yes. Yes, that is right. And most of our Christmas in the City activities are sponsored by or in partnership with a community business or organization. So we just want to remind everyone to make sure to support them as well when it comes to our holiday shopping lists.
Very good. Let's also talk about some big event coming up on the 31st of December. And I think you know what it is, don't you?
Yes. You're actually going to be the star of the show as our master of ceremonies, Pat.
I am?
Yes. Well, we're really excited to have you. We're really excited for you to help lead us into the new year, and it'll be a great event to recognize your 45th year at K KQWC.
Yeah, well, actually, be next summer, but it's 45 years, started back in 1978.
It's a big accomplishment. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very, very much there.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. But we also have some other stuff, too, during that gala.
So this is our first annual New Year's Eve gala. What we have done is we separated what was our annual business dinner to be two separate events. So our gala will be strictly just a fundraiser and a party for our membership and community to look back at 2022 and look forward to a bright 2023. This is presented in partnership with WCF Financial Bank. They've really been a pillar of the community, and they have worked really hard to make this a successful event in partnership with the Chamber. So we give them a big thank you to WCF Financial Bank.
Indeed. Done some work. And of course, we have some talent there. I see we have Brad Morgan appearing.
Yep. Brad Morgan will be here. And he is sponsored by American Sanitation. He will be playing from 7 to 10 p.m. He will be ringing in the new year with us. And then that will come with a complimentary midnight toast sponsored by Neighborhood Realty.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get some big entertainment. Neil Hewitt and Brad Morgan, the star attractions for this big New Year's Eve thing.
Yes.
Coming up at Briggswood's Conference Center.
Neil Hewitt is our opening act. He'll be playing from 7 to 10, opening for Brad Morgan, sponsored by Webster City Custom Meats. So that's 6 hours of live entertainment and two concerts in one night with your ticket. But I definitely want to make sure to recognize on Briggswood's Conference Center on their catering for the New Year's Eve party. I was able to see the menu, which is online at www.visitwebstercityiowa.com, and it is all out this year as far as variety and offering. Kelly Hammonds really worked her magic out at Briggswood's Conference Center to just create a smorgasbord and an unlimited grazing all night long, just as New Year's Eve should be.
That's right. So that's coming up naturally. New Year's Eve starts at 6 in the evening, runs until 1 in the morning, and Carl Chevrolet will provide rides to go home those who desire.
Yep, that is right. So we definitely want to make sure that everyone is able to celebrate safely and responsibly.
Yep.
And so we thank Carla Webster City for offering complimentary safe ride home. We will be able to take you to central drop-off points in the Webster City area. And Mark Ferguson, our chamber board member, will actually be driving the Carl Webster City bus. So,
the Carl Chevrolet bus.
Yes.
Cool. That's coming on New Year's Eve. If they want more information about that, they can simply go to your Facebook page and get their tickets and just be in for a marvelous time on December 31st.
That is right. We do have tickets available for sale at our website, www.visitwebstercityiowa.com. This is a great time to get your group together. Our table seat 8, so mm-hmm. You can all sit together and make a table reservation. A great opportunity to give back to your staff, have a little team building going into 2023. Single tickets are also available, too.
Very good. So that's New Year's Eve for that. And, of course, 2023, there'll be some other fabulous activities coming to Webster City. Of course, we have the big event coming up on Memorial Day weekend. That is the Junk Fest. I'm presuming that's coming back again.
That is right. Junk Fest is back. I believe the dates are May 26th and May 27th, that Friday and Saturday, same as last year. We have announced it will be at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds this year as well.
Wonderful. And more events, I'm sure, there. So, anything else for the good of the cause there, Anna, this morning?
No, I really appreciate you having me here today, Pat.
Yep.
We're excited to continue working with you up until the New Year's Eve gala, particularly.
Looking forward to that.
And we invite everyone to come out to our Christmas in the City events and activities. And, of course, keep our local businesses in mind throughout the holiday season.
Very good. And don't forget Small Business Saturday, too. About 5 or 6 businesses participating in that coming up on Saturday in Webster City. That's November 26th for Small Business Saturday. It's all around the country, but again, here locally, help support the Chamber of Commerce and help support these businesses. Because I have a feeling that 2023 is going to be an exciting year, better than what we had this year, no doubt, with the economy. And so far, I think the economy is coming back. In a way, we're seeing gas prices beginning to go down slowly. Right now, I saw what was the price of crude oil this morning, just below $80 a barrel. That's helpful in a way.
the outlook is looking good for our retailers going into Thanksgiving weekend.
That's
so,
for
and
sure.
We credit the Webster City residents and community for always supporting them as well.
Absolutely. Anna Woodward, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Pat.
Coming up on Friday, we'll talk with Jason Van Sickle about the big Christmas lighting contest. We'll have that for you Friday morning right here on KKWC. It's 8:45.
The weather is brought to you by Bowman Funeral Home, Solo de Gloria.
Here's your KQWC weatherology forecast. A mix of clouds and sun.